superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me see you put your hands up now. Now.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Bears are absolutely one of the worst teams in football.
It starts with me and it ends with me. I accept complete responsibility for that.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. Coming up, broadcasting legend Al Michaels, senior writer for the MMQB. Albert Breer, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on a very busy Wednesday. Al Michaels is going to be joining us in the middle of this hour. It was 18 years ago tonight that Al was on a microphone for Monday Night Football on ABC and calling the action of Brett Favre. Having one of the greatest games in the history of his career, certainly under the circumstances in which he was playing him. His dad, Irv, had passed away at the age of 58 the day before, and Irv was such a major figure in Brett's life, as fathers can be. And he had the night of his life in a way, too. 20 of 30, 399 yards, four touchdowns, all of them before half, and we were wondering if he was going to play in that game. I remember that day.
I do too, yeah.
I remember that day because it was one of the first big games we were on the air for. We came on the air NFL Network 18 years ago last month on November 4th, 2003. We come on the air, and then Favre was such a central figure, obviously, in the NFL in 2003, and then this news breaks, and this game where the Packers were 8-6 going into this Monday night game against the Raiders in the black hole, and the question was, is Brett going to play? And how he was handling all this, and how could he play? How would he play? And then we saw. And then it was just an incredible season, too. The Packers won their next game. They made a playoff appearance. They made the playoffs. That was the game in which they won the division and welcomed a wild card Seattle Seahawk team into Lambeau Field. And Matt Hasselbeck, forcing overtime, wins the toss and says, we're going to get the ball. We're going to score. And Al Harris with the pick six. And then the next week, Green Bay goes to Philadelphia, and they're on top of the Eagles by 3 points, with Donovan McNabb facing a 4th-and-26. That's when he found Freddie Mitchell, a.k.a. Fred X, or as he called himself, the Sultan of the Slot.
After that game, too, he was wearing a fedora. I remember he thanked his hands for being so great.
Freddie Mitchell on 4th-and-26, a 28-yard gain. The Eagles kicked a field goal to force overtime, and then Favre in overtime threw an interception to Brian Dawkins. And then a field goal sent Philadelphia to the NFC Championship game against the upstart Carolina Panthers, who won and made the Super Bowl, our first covering the Super Bowl at the NFL Network in Houston. And the Patriots won the first of back-to-back championships that year. And the quarterback of that team is trying to, today, at age 44, become the first quarterback to win back-to-back championships since Tom Brady did that in the first 2 years of NFL Network's existence.
Crazy.
So there was all of that. There's all of that. Man, oh man.
All right, we just got a tweet from a 27-year-old who says they know what the Dewey Decimal System is.
Very good.
And wants us to put some respect on his
name.
And
then we were also talking about how, Susie called in to say the fedora I wore that one time in Chicago that Marshall Faulk apparently also despised. She said the fedora's way gone. And I mentioned that Susie thinks that we're too tough on Del Tufo. There's a caller right here on line two. Mike in Chicago, Illinois, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is this Del Tufo?
No, this is not Del Tufo. This is Deliberto. And you better lay off of my man.
Oh.
Okay. So you're Mike Deliberto? Is that your name?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You think we're too tough on
the
Mike?
The other day, you're being too hard on Del Tufo. He was in the program. He wasn't paying attention, but he's working on his boat list. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, because he was supposed to be but Mike, can he work on his boat list during the commercial break?
Well, as a fellow boat owner, I know that there's a lot to do with that.
Right, but are you sure this isn't Del Tufo, like on some sort of like voice changing thing?
He couldn't disguise his voice.
No. I am not Mr. Del Tufo. I am Michael Deliberto.
So there's a Michael Deliberto who's also a boat owner.
Yep.
But then again, that's what I would say if it wasn't me. I'd be like, no, this isn't TJ. Like, you know.
No, this is JT.
No, this is JT. Like, I'm like Del Tufo, I'm Deliberto.
I think he should at least, you know, wait till the commercial break before he turns to his, you know, yellow legal pad of notes. Has he written? Is it still there, right? It's so important, it's still there?
I looked through his notes. I'm still trying to figure out why he wrote cha-cha-cha. Like, anytime I get lost, it's because I'm reading his weird, obscene notes. Like, what was he thinking right then?
He wrote cha-cha-cha. All right, really, Mike, in Chicago, I should look the other way, is what you're saying, on all of this.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You bet. This is Mike in Chicago, Illinois. Mike Deliberto, who also owns a boat.
No relation. No relation.
Defending Del Tufo.
No, man, this ain't Del Tufo.
That's what Adam wrote down, defending Del Tufo, which is definitely one of the worst documentaries of all time.
Pretty good fantasy name.
Brockman, like in White Man
Heineke's,
Can't Jump.
Heineke's viral load, I think, should be written down, Chris.
Got it. Just
put that down there.
Got it.
Brockman, like a White Man Can't Jump, when Raymond went to go rob the bank to get money.
He's
like, Raymond, is that you? It's my Marcus Johnson. He's like, nah, man, this ain't Raymond. Wait a minute, you're 6'8", Raymond.
All right. Give me that gun.
Speaking of New Yorkers or people from the East Coast.
Buck Showalter?
No, it was, I don't know if Buck's from New York.
Well, he is now.
He's back in New York.
Oh, man.
So we had a caller, I think it was before the season last year, called in about the New York. Do we know what his name is again? Because he called in once and then never again.
No, it just says stranger.
Okay. So he called in.
He never called back.
He called in fired up about the Giants season. Okay. Because Joe Judge was now the head coach and they brought in a new, fresh approach. And Daniel Jones and Saquon was going to be healthy, and let's go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he called up, and he asked us about the Giants. Are we talking playoffs or what? And you have the drop still?
Yep.
Back in the, and so now we're bringing it back for a second straight year. We did this quite a bit as the season was winding down last year. Now the season's winding down this year. We're 3 weeks to go. By the way, it's kind of weird. It's Christmas week and there's 3 weeks to go, but it is what it is. It's now the longest regular season ever. And so it's time to figure out which teams are going to potentially make the playoffs or what in another rousing edition of We Talkin' Playoffs or What.
What is that? Down! Put.
Playoffs?
We talking playoffs or what?
We'll talk about playoffs.
Talking playoffs or what?
There
you
he is.
Me? Playoffs?
There he is. Very good. All right. So we're going to need some NFL Films music.
Let's do it. All right.
And we're also going to need you to get ready with the stranger's drop of We Talking Playoffs or What? Because there are so many teams sniffing it, and there's so many teams that are tied with the same record in the wild card positioning. Right. So, Christopher, you have the floor. Go for it.
All right. Our first team, we're going to go to NFC and to AFC. First in the NFC, Rich, this team is 7-7. They are sniffing it. They're second in the NFC South. They had a 5-game losing streak earlier this year, but they've won two in a row, including a huge division game on Sunday Night Football. Rich, the New Orleans Saints, playoffs or what?
We talking playoff or what?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let me take a look here. I should have had this called up beforehand. Because my sense of things is we're talking playoffs for them.
Oh.
Because I really like Taysom Hill in this position. He's playing so much better than Trevor Siemian. He's absolutely causing defenses to think a little bit more. And I know the defenses he's faced are the Jets. And also, you know, the Bucs, in which he only put up 9 points against them.
Currently the 9 seed.
They're currently the 9 seed. They're 5-5 in conference, so it's not that bad. Let's take a look at their schedule the rest of the way.
It's very favorable the rest of the way.
You got to piece it all together.
Yeah. Miami, Carolina, Atlanta.
Yeah, I thought we're talking playoffs.
We talking playoffs?
Thank you. I think we're talking playoffs for the New Orleans Saints. They were the 7 seed until the Vikings displaced them, and I think the Rams might beat the Vikings this weekend. I'm kind of leaning in either direction on that one, by the way.
Vikings-Rams?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Vikings sit right at home, and the Rams have got to play in 4 days. They just played last night. So, I know you have to play them when you play them, I know.
Trust Kirk Cousins? I mean, it's one of those type of deals.
Okay, yeah, we're talking playoffs for the New Orleans
Saints. Okay, great. All right, next team up. They played last night. They're also 7-7. They're the 8th seed. They were in the rain. We needed Harold Carmichael, needed the special jacket. We're making them. They've won 4 out of 5. E-A-G-L-E-S. Yeah, Eagles.
The Eagles.
All right. You talking playoff or what?
The Eagles are 5-4 in conference, which is a good record for them to have.
Which is why they're ahead of the
Their final remaining games are all in division. Home for the Giants, who have beaten them. Although Hurts was that's the one game where Hurts just looked terrible. Yep. At Washington football team, home for Dallas. I'm saying that's 1-2.
Ooh.
I'm saying we're talking sadly or what?
Or what?
Yeah, I think it's an or what situation for them.
Or what?
Sorry.
I'll go or what for them.
We've split up the drop.
It's
so funny.
No, it's called production value. I mean, we're setting the stage for Al Michaels. All right? You know what I'm saying?
Rich, I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the AFC. Okay, this team has been up and down all year. We've buried them several times, especially I have. 7-6-1. Ah. They've won 2 out of 3. They play on Thursday night. Oh, sorry. They play on Sunday against the Chiefs, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, man.
And playoffs for what?
And
we talking playoff or what?
Man, I just kind of feel
tough schedule.
I know they are 5-4 in conference, which is a good, you know, tie break to have. It's better than the Ravens, by the way, who are 5-5, mm-hmm. And it's better than the Bills, who are 5-5, and they do have the tie break on them, but that tie removes any tie break consideration. Oh man. Home for Cleveland, at Baltimore finish.
I know, it's so tough.
I'll just say or what. Oh. They've been too inconsistent.
Yeah. Or what?
Yeah, I'll go or what right now.
Or what?
Obviously, I will reserve rights to we'll revisit this next week, and we can compare notes.
Oh, and circumstances will be completely different.
I mean, it's that time of year for like we talking playoffs or what.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right. What's next?
All right, let's stay in the AFC North. This team was one kick away from hosting a playoff game. Now they're the 12 seed, also 7-7. Losers of 2 out of their last 3. The Cleveland Browns, Rich, playoffs or what?
I'm talking playoffs or what?
Here's what I'm going to say. This is just for fun here. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that the Bengals are finishing up with the Ravens, Chiefs, and then the Browns. And then the Browns are finishing up with the Packers, Steelers, and then the Bengals.
That's tough.
I think the Browns finish 2-1. I think they lose at Green Bay and then beat the Steelers and beat the Bengals. Whoa. And then the Bengals finish up by losing 2 of their last 3. Oh. And the Browns
win the division?
Win the division. Although two, they'd have to make, they'd make up one game.
The Ravens have to lose out?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the Ravens, I don't know if the Ravens, I don't know how they would, I'll just say that the Browns make the playoffs. I'll say, yes, we're talking
about. We're talking playoffs?
As the winner of the division.
Oh, gosh.
So just marinate on that, folks.
So crazy.
I think I just gave you an entire possibility here of that happening. Big time. Because they would have the same record as the Bengals, and they would beat the Steelers en route, and they would also have to have the Ravens lose another one, and I think that could happen, and they win the division. How about them apples?
I like apples.
Okay.
You think we need one more?
Ah!
All right, we'll get one.
Very good.
Okay, one more, one more. Okay, this team also 7-7, had a huge Monday night win. They've also been really up and down and inconsistent this year. We're talking about the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
We're talking playoffs?
Uh-huh.
I left it at that.
Thank you. Says the guy with the Raiders hat on. Let's take a look at the Raiders schedule right here. I'm enjoying this endeavor, by the way. I don't know about you. Oh, boy. They're facing the Broncos this week. And then at the Colts, home for the Chargers.
That's a tough finish.
Yeah, I'll say or what.
I don't want to hit.
Or what?
I'm sorry.
Or what? I'll give you
I honestly think that the teams that are in the AFC wild card right now are the teams that are going to be the AFC wild card winners.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I think that the
so that's Colts, Chargers, Bills.
I do believe that, yes. Because the Chargers have the Texans. That makes them 9-6, right?
Davis Mills can play.
I understand, yeah. By the way, that's a great hire register. Save that for later in the week.
And they have Broncos and Raiders the first year.
The Patriots could beat the Bills and just totally send things in a different way on the Western New York front.
Yeah,
and the Ravens could make that 7 seed, too. I just think the AFC North maybe gets one team in, and it's the division winner.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right about that.
That's the way I'm seeing it 3 weeks to go. Obviously, this is what we call a fluid situation. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking playoffs.
Hey, what?
Can we give that guy a name?
He's a stranger.
I don't know.
No, we don't.
We forgot who it. Didn't you write it down?
Nah.
Like, you think he watches the show and has
What's
any idea?
What's the worst filing system? Brockman's notepad or Del Tufo's call sheet over there?
I'm going to go with Del Tufo.
I'm going to go probably whatever Del Tufo's got going on.
The notepad is not great.
But the guy has got to watch the show, right?
Guys, stop bashing Del Tufo, because then some guy named Mike, who also owns a boat from Chicago, Mike Del Fill in the Blank, is going to call up.
Mike Del Fill in the Blank.
Oops. Mike Del Whatsernuts.
Is that you, Del Tufo? No, this is Del Benefuco.
By the way, earmuffs and Skittles, what was that about?
No idea.
I don't have everything ready.
All right, let's take a break. So we're relatively on time for Al Michaels. Let's not waste his time. One of the greats. Love this man. Al Michaels when we come back on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Is the man on the phone line right now, Christopher? Yeah, I love this guy. Good Lord.
Legend.
One of my favorite people I've gotten to meet here in Los Angeles, and he's also the GOAT, the voice of Sunday Night Football, and also 18 years ago, the voice of one of the greatest performances in the history of Monday Night Football when Brett Favre, 18 years ago tonight, torched the Oakland Raiders with the proverbial and literal heavy heart because his father had just passed away. The great Al Michaels here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you, Al Michaels?
I'm great, Rich. Man, what a memory that is and was. Oh,
right.
18 years ago. Hard to believe, but I remember everything about it. It was obviously an emotional night, a crazy night. And the day before, Rich, we always have our production meeting. So I think the Packers had come into the Bay Area on Saturday, so we're meeting with the Packers on Sunday in the early afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying at the Claremont Resort in Berkeley. So Brett comes into the meeting. It's about, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And Brett was great in those meetings. I mean, he was very expansive. In fact, occasionally he was so expansive that you would begin to drift off a little bit. So he comes in, he's sitting at the head of the table. I'm sitting off to his left, and I'm looking out a circular window that gives me a shot all the way across the bay of the Golden Gate Bridge, way out in the distance.
Mm.
It's a beautiful afternoon. And Brett's going on and on, and, Brett was so aware of what was going on, he could read the room extremely well. And he looks at me and he says, "Don't doze off on me." And I said, "No, no." I said, "Brett, listen. I said, you have to understand something. I'm looking at your profile, and beyond your profile is the Golden Gate Bridge. So I've got two American icons
nice.
In my view right now." So we laughed about that. Anyway, what I remember about that meeting is when Brett ended it, he said he and Doug Peterson, who was the backup quarterback, and of course coached the Eagles to the Super Bowl championship 4 years ago, he and Doug were going to go to a very close by public golf course and play nine holes. And so there they were the day before the game, the two quarterbacks. They join up with a couple of guys who are just, had signed up to play.
No way.
Yes. And yes. And Doug has a cell phone in his golf bag, and it rang. And he picked it up, and it was Diana Favre saying that Brett's father had died. And that is how Brett got the word. Now, we didn't know any of this until later on, because the next day when we got up and had our production meeting back in San Francisco, the word was that Brett was not going to play. And then we got word that he was going to try to play. And, of course, we all know what happened that night, 399 yards. I think 31-7 was the halftime score. You had Robert Ferguson and Donald Driver, and I think Javon Walker had fabulous nights. And what I remember about that game, too, Rich, is that everything, he'd throw something up in the air, it looked like it couldn't be caught, and it was caught. It was like it was ordained that any time Brett threw a pass, somebody was going to get it. So that was the night of nights. We had all these, shots of Brett on the bench, and you know what it's like. I mean, you lose a parent, and especially in these circumstances, and every once in a while you'd see Brett on the bench, and he was having a sinking spell, and he had a number of them. But then he'd come back on the field, and, of course, that was one of the all-time NFL classic games as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, Michael's here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so how do you handle it? I mean, obviously you've been there and done that with so many other emotional moments in your announcing career, but you're realizing in front of you what is happening and how that must be resonating with an audience at home.
Sure.
What about you in the moment realizing what was happening, Al?
Well, I know that when John Madden and I came on the air And I think one of the first questions I asked John is, what do you expect tonight? I mean, and John said something along the lines of, we don't know. Nobody's really ever been here in this particular circumstance. I mean, guys have played when, a parent or a sibling has died, but under this particular circumstance, a high-profile quarterback who just found out about his father, dying suddenly in his 50s the day before, and obviously he was so close to Irv Farb. Nobody knew. Nobody knew what was going to happen. But one of the things about television, Rich, is that people can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. You don't have to embellish it. You don't have to speculate as to what he might be thinking in these particular situations. This is a case of, again, the old cliche, but a picture tells 1,000 words. It's better than 1,000 words sometimes. People could see it. And you didn't have to, as I say, make it any more than it was that people could see. I mean, we all knew, John and I and the millions of people who were watching it, this was just extraordinary. And you let it play out and let people have their own thoughts about it. And but don't try to go so deep into this. Just talk about, the fact it is unprecedented. It's almost as if the other players, I don't want to say they played better that night, but Rich, I mean, there were some passes that normally would not be caught that were caught. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it gave the other guys, the walkers and the drivers and people like that. And Amon Green ran for 137 yards, I think, was the number that night. I think everybody else on that team ratcheted up their game that night for Brett.
Al Michaels here on the Rich Eisen Show. Outside of that, what was it like going to and calling a game in the Black Hole with John Madden? What was that like?
It was cool. I mean, it really was. I mean, John was, of course, an iconic figure back then. And that year, the Raiders were not very good. They had won the conference the year before, had been blown out by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, and I think they were, 4-10 or something like that.
They were.
4-9 when they went into that game. So they were out of it. It was one of those games, and this is, pre-flex schedule,
yeah,
where that game might have flexed out of that game.
Right.
Had we had the flex availability at that particular point, but we didn't. So we were locked into it because you had, Green Bay on their way to the playoffs and the Raiders on their way to nowhere. So it was one of those things where, it was locked in. Did a couple of games with John over the years in the Black Hole. It was fun. It was always a lot of fun to go in there, even though, that stadium was next to... Well, I wouldn't say the worst, because Candlestick Park gets my vote as the worst, but this was a very close runner-up.
Well, I mean, and you also had moments there too, right? I mean, calling baseball games?
Sure. I did. Right? I did two World Series,
yeah.
One in 1972, and I was the Reds announcer.
Yeah.
And we played the A's, and then the Earthquake World Series. Of course,
yes.
The first two games were in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back to San Francisco to Candlestick Park for Game 3, which had the Earthquake at 5:04, and then a 10-day delay before we picked that one up, and the A's won it. So, yeah, I've done a number of games in the Oakland Coliseum, and it's the long gone, not to be lamented, Oakland Coliseum,
Well,
it was a dump. It was a dump.
Well, I remember doing Thursday night games there for many, many, many years, and I remember going out to the turf, and the tunnel underneath would have like the warning track dirt. They would have the mound dirt. They would just be different. And then rocks that they, they would have piles of different various forms of baseball necessity dirt that they would not have, and then they would turn into a football stadium. It was just, I've never seen anything like it. There's just nothing else like it.
Rich, what about the cockroaches and the tarantulas? And
I forgot
every
about
other
those.
Form of insect. I mean, it was an entomologist's dream under there. I and it stunk too, as you know. No, that was built. You know, it was built in the '60s, and
yeah.
to try to keep it up a little bit and have it. And I mean, it's just amazing to me that the A's are still playing there.
That's true. That's true. Al Michaels here on the Rich Eisen. Have you spoken to Brett about this night since then? At any point in time, whenever the two of you guys
yes,
have crossed
I mean,
paths
through the years. Yes, not recently though. But
right.
we were in Green Bay when they put Brett's name up on the Ring of Honor in a Thanksgiving game. A few years back, we brought him into the booth, in fact, and we talked to him. So, yes, over the years, we went back and talked about that night and, you know, how surreal it was. I mean, that was the only way you could put it. I mean, with all that was going on, finding out, and as I say, it's an amazing story that he finds out on a golf course because Doug Peterson happens to have a cell phone in his golf bag. And then, and then his wife flew out to be with him, and I think that as I say, that morning we were getting word from the Packers that it was likely that he would not play, and that Doug would play. And then it was an early game because it was a West Coast start, so
right.
the game started at around 6 o'clock. But we heard it around 3 or so, and as we headed to the stadium, that it was likely that he would play. So, again, it came on the air, and John said, don't know. Haven't been here, don't know. This is unprecedented.
18 years ago tonight, Al Michaels here on the Rich Eisen Show recalling all that. All right, so the here and now, you're going to Dallas for this big game on
right.
Sunday that mm-hmm. That Dallas can clinch the division with a dub. Washington hopefully will be healthy, literally, and play this game. And then it's just fascinating to me how – things change, obviously, in a football season. The Dallas defense is clearly the unit that is carrying the Cowboys right now, as opposed to the offensive side of the ball. When you saw them on the first Thursday night of the season, Dak's throwing for 400 right. yards and things like that. It's amazing how things have kind of switched a little bit, don't you think?
No Al? Question. I mean, Dan Quinn obviously has done a great job, and I'm sure that he'll be looked at to come back as the head coach for somebody maybe as early as next year. I think that the other thing too, Rich, is that it's been kind of a crazy season for these guys. We had their game Halloween night in Minnesota.
That's right,
where
Cooper
Prescott
Rush
couldn't play, and Cooper Rush comes in and wins the game, of course, with some help from that defense as well. And I think right now, as you look at it, only one team gets a bye. At the moment, it would be Green Bay. Dallas is in a position to maybe get the number 2 seed. If they are, I mean, not only do you get a wild card home game, you could get a divisional home game as
right.
well. So, I mean, that 2 seed is big. The 1, of course, is gigantic because you get the bye week and you rest up and everything comes through your stadium. And they're not out of the mix for that either right now because, they've got Washington. They'll be favored this week. I think Arizona goes in there. That's going to be a really interesting game the following week. And, the Cowboys... It's funny, and you're right. I mean, early on, Prescott in opening night looked great. Took Tampa Bay down to the wire. Dak was probably in the MVP conversation through 5 or 6 weeks. Then he had the injury, missed the game and all of that, and obviously hasn't played all that well. And they don't look like a super team right now, except for the defense. And they've got Lawrence back and playing well. And, Deja has 10 interceptions. They're taking the ball away. So, and they should beat Washington, whether Washington's healthy or not, on Sunday night. At least they'll be strongly favored, I think. So, here we go again, the Dallas Cowboys. You and I have talked about this through the years. Every year, it doesn't matter. There's so much interest in that team.
Yeah.
And everybody, laughs and mocks the fact, some still call them America's team, which, Tex Stram called them many, many years ago. But in a way, people are interested in the Cowboys. And it's one of those teams, I've always said they're like the Yankees. You love them or hate them, but you can't ignore them.
And number 2 seed, Al, is obviously you don't get the week off. But that's
right.
second best, literally and also figuratively, because you're going to be facing a team that's most likely 9-8, if not 8-9 coming in, as opposed to the 3-4 seed where you're probably going to face – either the second or third place team in the NFC West, right?
Right.
I mean, that and the one team that you saw on a Sunday night, a dreadful rainy Sunday night, when the Colts came in to take on San Francisco. That was kind of the last game in which the Niners didn't have shades of 2019. They have come from a long way, huge strides, as the proverbial, and both of those teams, Colts and Niners, you could say are the proverbial teams you don't want to face in either conference going into the playoffs.
Well, yeah, right now, I mean, the Niners, I thought, they looked like they were dead. I mean, they had all those injuries as well. You didn't know what Garoppolo was going to do the rest of the season. Would they move Lance in there? Kittle gets hurt. The running backs get hurt. I give Kyle and that group a lot of credit with what's gone on up there, because you're right. After that night against Indianapolis in the rain in San Francisco, I thought this team just doesn't look right, and this team's in a tough division with Arizona and the Rams, and who knew what Seattle was going to be at that particular point, even though they faded. But when I see them now, yeah, I mean, you know, Garoppolo's playing well. Kittle's a monster.
He sure is.
I mean, just a monster. What he did in that Cincinnati game, that catch he made, you know, going high in the air. And, I mean, here's a guy coming off an injury. He's tremendous. And, I mean, you think about that, this team and the bad breaks they had last year, and then this year they start out with, you know, Raheem Mostert's one of the best backs in the league. Lose him before the season starts. Losing just about everybody. Took Ayuk a little while to get back into the flow of things. Samuel's terrific. We know that. You know, everybody's got problems with the line, with injuries and all of that. They've been able to work through that. So I look at that team. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, heading down the stretch in week, it sounds funny, week 18, because they go to 17 games this year plus the bye.
Right.
So we're going to get the last game of the year on that Sunday night, and what the league obviously wants to do is give us a game where, you know, the winner is in, the loser is out. So if we can't find that, I'm looking at the schedule that week, and I know the 49ers play at the Rams.
Yes, indeed.
And that may not be winner and loser out, but that could be for, you know, for seeding.
Yeah, I know. I was literally out. I literally was about to finish up our conversation by asking you what your 256 might be, your game 256, or what it used to be, whatever the heck it now is now. I guess you got to add, right. You got to add 16. Yeah. It's game 272 games right now, right? So,
right.
Because I know you and Fred Gadelli, Drew Esikoff, and everybody else, you know, and Chris talk about this stuff in advance. Certainly, right. When all you got to do might take a courtesy car, I know you're definitely keenly interested in that. So you put it all together. That might be for the division, for the Rams or the Cardinals, or seeding, which is crucially important. I wouldn't want to face the Niners right now. Period.
Yeah, I mean that's a game. Period. I mean that has to be in the mix when you look at it from this vantage point. But again, the best scenario we could have, and we've had it a couple of times. Didn't have it last year. Was the winners in, the losers out?
Right.
I mean that's the golden game.
Right.
That you try to get as game number 272. Last year that didn't happen. Remember last year we had Washington against Philadelphia, and Philly was out, but Washington needed to win, and they did. And that was the night, of course, that you know they put Nate Sudfeld in the game in place of Jalen Hurts. And you know everybody was so angry because the Giants had a chance to get in, and people wanted to know, you know, what in the world are you doing putting to take a look at Sudfeld, who already been on that roster for three or four years. And I, you know, frankly, well, you know, speaking of Doug Peterson, who's all over the conversation we're having today, that may have sealed Doug's fate last year. I know that Jeff Lurie was not very happy about what happened that night, and they were embarrassed, and people were saying, you know, what in the hell are you doing? You know, you owe it to every other team to give it your best. And they had the lead at one point, too, in that game. And then they put Sudfeld in, and it was a disaster. And Washington wound up going to the playoffs.
I got two for you right here. I'll send you on into your Wednesday, Al, with two possibilities of winner in, loser goes home. Because I'm just looking at 18. Here's two of them. Chargers at Raiders. That's entirely possible.
Interesting. Chargers should be in by then, though.
Correct.
I think.
Right. I know that. These are long shots. I mean.
Right.
But here's one that's not so shabby because of the way how tight is everything in the AFC North. And I know you'd be all over this signing up for another Steelers Ravens where winner in, loser goes home. That's a possibility right there. That's
possible. And you're right. I think I heard you say earlier that you may have only one team from that division because it's so tight.
Right.
To the playoffs, so it's, you know, but you can't forget Cincinnati, obviously.
They're currently in the spot. Picks.
But you're right. I mean, the way things are going right now, Rich, as I've always said,
yes.
nobody knows anything. And I am now, I'm now changing that to everybody knows nothing.
You're workshopping it, Al. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Okay. Best to Linda. Thanks. Have a great holiday and have a great.
Best to Susie. Take care of you.
Thanks, bud. You got it. That's Al Michaels, everybody. There you go. He's going to Dallas. He's going to the Metroplex. I'm looking at those. I mean, week 18, just real quick. I'll pop it up here and in front of me. You tell me if there's a possibility of winner and loser goes home. Saints-Falcons, that would have to be for the seventh seed, right?
Yeah.
But there's too many other teams. No, and don't forget Falcons, this. This is the way they're setting it up. There's two games on ESPN on Saturday that they're going to flex into. What those are going to be are games where somebody needs to win to have a result to get them in the playoffs on Sunday. So what they're going to do, they're going to take a look once all the week 17 games are over. They're going to say, what are two games where the teams are still alive, where the winner has an opportunity to get in, mm-hmm. and the loser goes home.
Right.
They're going to take those two games and put them on ESPN on Saturday. Then the Sunday slate will be a whole bunch of U-Haul games where everybody's going home, mm-hmm. where the results of other games will make Saturday's results cash. You understand?
Yes.
You picking me up where I'm going down?
Yes.
And then the ideal thing is on a Sunday night that they'll already know prior to the week being played Saturday or Sunday, winner and loser goes home. Or winner in no matter what the Saturday results are. Or any other results throughout the rest of the day. Winner in, loser goes home. It's just like other games, that, you know, Jets and Bills, that won't happen. Bengals, Browns, that could be it. That could be for the division.
Yeah, I think so. It probably will be.
Packers, Lions, that won't happen. Titans, Texans, Colts, Jaguars. Patriots, Dolphins, I think one of them, Patriots will have already clinched.
Yeah.
Bears, Vikings, see ya. Washington football team, Giants, see ya. Cowboys, Eagles, see ya. Again, this is where winner goes on, loser goes home. Seahawks, Cardinals, see ya. Chiefs, Broncos, that's not it. Niners, Rams, as he said, for seeding. I think that's going to be your Sunday night last game.
That's for seeding, yeah.
Because
yeah,
both
sure.
teams are going to be in, but it's going to be important who goes where, and it's going to be important maybe who can win a division.
Yep. That might be for the division.
It could be for the division yeah. for the Rams.
For the Rams.
Outside shot for the Niners. And then the Cardinals will be interested observers because somebody's going to have a playoff ticket for their home crowd punch that night. And then there's Chargers Raiders. I geek out on this sort of stuff. I hope you do too because I just went there. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, a little bit more Favre in the through the prism of Rodgers. That's coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're just talking about those Progressive ads, man.
Advertising.
You know, but on the flip side is that Taco Bell spot with these two dudes dressed as Rams on like a train platform, and they see each other.
Yeah.
And then they make a look at each other, and they're going to go to talk to each other, but one bongs into a trash can and then immediately has to leave to go get a taco.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then that music behind it. It's just like, enough. That one is the flip side of it. It's just like, what is it about?
You don't like that one?
What's it about? Like,
well, anytime someone hears
they're dressed
Taco
as
Bell.
Animals.
What's the bong?
It's the bong. Anytime they...
No, I understand that, but what's with the dressing is the same thing. And
cosplay,
they see each other.
Maybe?
But some commercials shouldn't be so bizarre that, hey, at least we're talking about them.
And yet,
it shouldn't be so bizarre where you're just like, enough. I get it.
Like the
it
Old Spice
bongs into
ones,
the trash
remember
can.
Those were like trippy.
No, I know that, but at least those were kind of funny.
Yeah, true.
I don't understand the whole thing that they're dressed like animals with a shield.
Well, they're going like to a thing.
What are they going to? On a train?
Well, they got to get there. So they're on the subway platform.
They're cosplaying.
Yeah, they're going to a thing, a cosplay, and then the bong makes the person think, I need Taco
right.
Bell.
So the awkward silence and yeah. viewing one another right. is ended by the bong, and he now needs a taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
thank you. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
No, the tacos
like the
are more important.
Progressive ads are funny. There, huh? This one is just like a fever dream turned unfunny.
Well, tacos are more important
over
than love.
And over and over
That's
again.
That's the idea. Tacos over love. That's the idea.
All right, I got that off my chest. I'm turning into my father.
Well, your sweaters could right be now. Used in the commercials. So,
the
know,
what?
Your sweaters might be in those commercials.
I these are very fashionable sweaters, sir, that you should back off about.
Doesn't mean they don't
very
age you.
Fashionable, I don't care.
Okay.
What they are, they're fashionable. They look good.
I understand.
Like I said, because the fact that there's not a Rich Eisen sweater collection in JCPenney right now is, it makes no sense.
Well, dude, let's get RES Consulting on it.
I'm telling you.
Let's start at the jackets and then work our way down.
So this weekend, Aaron Rodgers threw his 442nd career touchdown pass, and the broadcast hails it by mentioning that it tied the all-time Green Bay Packers mark that was set by Brett Favre. And the only thing I could sit there and think of was remarkable achievement by Aaron Rodgers. Remarkable. But that means the Packers have had back-to-back quarterbacks throw for 442 passing touchdowns.
That's so many touchdowns.
And I just thought to myself, this is after I spent 3 hours keeping an eye on Zach Wilson trying to get a first down. or wisely throwing it away. Like, that's how I'm living my quarterback life. And you Packers fans are living your quarterback life with one guy throwing for 442 touchdowns and 61,000 yards, and another guy coming and throwing for 442 touchdowns and 54,000 yards. But with, by the way, a third of the interceptions.
What stat stands out on that?
Favre threw 286 picks, the gunslinger, and Rodgers is still 7 interceptions shy of hitting triple digits
That's
of his career.
Crazy.
And he's done it in fewer starts. So, you know, this is why Packers front office folks are thinking, let's hold on to Jordan Love, because what do you think, it's going to happen a third time? I guess you gotta, because it's happened twice. Montana to Young is a remarkable vine-to-vine swing, right, where you go from Hall of Fame quarterback to Hall of Fame quarterback, and even that was messy. But Young didn't play in San Francisco as long as Rodgers has played in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Most successful handoff in the history of NFL quarterbacks. By far.
By far. Yeah.
I mean
Manning to Luck is kind of the only one that we thought would come close.
But that doesn't compare.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, that was the one we thought was going
so,
to be.
So, you know, that's another problem for Jordan Love, because at some point he will play, or whoever, if Rodgers Garoppolo's him and he's going to go somewhere else, and whoever else comes in, good luck, because the floor is 442 career passing touchdowns. And all the Packers fans out there, get ready, because I mean, this has been what, 30 years of incredible quarterback excellence? That's what I thought of. I thought to myself, hey, it's happened now back to back for the Packers. Not just twice, but back to back. And I'm sitting here, Zach, throw it away. Oh, yes, you did. Great. Terrific. That's where I'm living. So enjoy the penthouse, Green Bay.